the devil's advocates. Because freedom!
You know I'm a dreamer.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I almost feel bad cutting in on Vince Neil and Motley Crue right there, one of the greatest ballads of all time. Last segment of the day, if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. And to speak to Jeff's point just quickly, with all the, 25 interviews we've done with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, that is a copious amount of sound, to quote a Trump judge recently. And, you know, who really wants to go through and edit all that trash?
Well, whoever wins the Democratic nomination to go oppose Ron Johnson, they got some campaign staff or someone who's going to be listening to all 25 interviews, I suspect.
Why not gargle?
You know, I
if that's what you're into, I mean, we're not one to judge here, right?
I like to freshen up my breath during the course of the day. And I keep blistering in my office. And young Evan walked into my office about 2:30 as I was prepping for the show.
Gotta get rid of the weed and hooker spit.
Yeah, something like that. And, you know, Evan said, "Well, I see you've got fresh breath." I said, "It's the only thing I ever learned from Ron Johnson." Now, Dominic, I wanted to point out, your buddy, Ram Jam, he's in the news. Our friend, Bruce Murphy, online daily, urbanmilwaukee.com. The rise of Timothy Rantham, Ram Jam, as we like to call him. You know, I told Joe Sapecki today I want to talk about Ram Jam. He's like, "Who's that? Is that Rojo?" I said, "No, that's Rojo." And then there's Ram Jam. As Bruce Murphy describes him in the subheadline, the one-time nobody, now a candidate for governor and the top demagogue in the state Republican Party. A little bit from this piece. The remarkable rise of Timothy Ram Jam shows just how radical and loony the Republican Party has become in Wisconsin. Now, I would point out, Dom, aside from this Bruce Murphy article, when I point out the subpoena signed off on by Robin Voss, let's not forget he's been a target of this fringe movement. And I would wonder, is the sudden ascension of Ram Jam and the fringer side, is that why Robin Voss is suddenly all down with jailing Democratic mayors if it serves their, you know, political ends?
But yes.
Back to the article. Ram Jam, a Washington County resident elected to the Assembly in 18 and 20, was a little-known backbencher whose name seldom, if ever, surfaced in any news stories. Now this legislator, by simply peddling the biggest lies about the 2020 election and calling for a state to recall its electors, is driving GOP opposition to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss while launching a run for governor. Well, that's a twofer. That's a win-win, Dom. In short, by becoming the biggest demagogue in Wisconsin's Republican Party, Ram Jam has become a rising political force who's now getting national
God
attention.
God help us all.
A front-page story in the New York Times and a Rolling Stone covering his antics. Let's not forget about Politico, Dom. He is drawing crowds in Wisconsin, was featured on Steve Bannon's podcast, and announced his run for governor at an event where he was introduced by MyPillow chief executive Mike Lindell.
And crackhead.
"I've got the Lord with me," told the Rolling Stone. "I've got the entire state behind me."
Yeah, no, you don't.
And it goes on like that. But, you know, he's having a big effect on the field, Dom. You know, Rebecca Clayfish, that once upon a time seemed like a shoe in hell. Speaker Robin Voss was, telling Nicholson, "Stay out of the race. You don't need to run." Do you think he gave Rantham similar advice? "Hey, Tim, that staffer, we took him away and don't run for governor." And back, Betty. Yeah, Ram Jam.
Bam,
yeah.
Bam, Bam. Crudy, there's a piece in Salon, and it also addresses this. This was put out today as well. And, I mean, Ram Jam's all over the place, and it's intrigue within the party. It's the, you know, the loony party, then the fringe super loony party, and how that plays out, and you know what the reaction is, and here in the state of Wisconsin, and of course we still have, you know, this quote unquote election investigation going on. I mean, we are, as we have always been, Curtis, since we have been doing this show for 10 years. We're the canary in the coal mine, man. We, as goes Wisconsin, goes the rest of this country. They try out all the tricks of the trade right here on us, and then they spread it nationwide. I always used to think it came from, you know, the coast in. But to last two paragraphs quickly here of the Salarn article, addressing this dynamic and issues with the Republicans here in Wisconsin, Salarn writes, the conservative Wall Street Journal editorial board on Monday highlighted the state Republican Party's quote-unquote suicide watch, warning that the election extremists could split Wisconsin conservatives and result in Democratic wins. If that's what ends up happening, Mr. Trump won't regret it for a second, because he never does. Wisconsin Republicans will regret it for years. And that's on, man. I mean, this is I think it is spot on. Threw this out on the Facebook page. Check it out. It's a good short article. But, you know, as we've seen Ram Jam in all these different news sources over the last week, we got, you know, Ron Johnson continuing to get crazier. And it's not going to get, you know, it's going to kind of wind down as we get closer to election season. You know, Wisconsin, here we are in the spotlight. Not again, still.
Well, Dominic, you know, I don't often refer our fair audience to Righty Whitey Talk Radio. I know you're big friends, but, you know, I less so. But Mark Belling, still in Milwaukee, where they're listening to us on 540 AM right now. Belling's talking down the dial on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And about this whole Ram Jam situation, here's what he had to say, as quoted by Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel. Mark Belling, who told his listeners this, I cannot stress to you enough the strength of this. I can't do the nasally. I mean, I know I got the badger twang, but he's way worse. I cannot stress to you enough the strength of this revolution in the Republican grassroots circles in Wisconsin against the state power structure. They want the Republican speaker out. Virtually every member of the state assembly is aligning him or herself with Voss. And virtually all the actual Republicans are furious with the selling out that is coming from Voss. Well, the selling out is what? Saying you can't overturn the election.
Damn you.
And now Voss's only escape hatch, if you will, is to sign off on some subpoenas so Gableman can threaten to throw some mayors in jail so Voss is harsh enough for the Rantham Fringe of the GOP. You know, good thing the man sells popcorn. We're all going to need some. Fancy Brian, so nice to see you safe and back in the Waukesha studios. Tom, always great to see you, my little
man.
Buddy. Good to see Joe Sapecki. Sorry you all missed him. Well, you two guys, but, you know, the audience was around. Vegas Joe, a fine Democratic strategist. And we thank you all for listening to the greatest radio show ever. I don't know if you know this, Tom. I was struggling to say show. And then I put before it greatest radio show ever. And it came out stellar, like a Ron Johnson analogy.
Don't sell us short, baby.
Everybody have a great night. Thanks for listening.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
I love you.